Listening, reading, and understanding.
Drill 3. You are going to hear some statements. Mark the option closest in meaning to the statement you hear. Number 1.
James Duval isn't a very good role model for the kids.
Check.
Letter T is correct.
A person who is greatly admired and whose behavior is imitated by others is a role model. When the speaker says that James Duval isn't a very good role model for the kids, he means that he wouldn't like to see the kids imitating James Duval.
Number 2.
When their plan didn't work, they tried to use Phil as a scapegoat.
Check.
Letter S is correct.
A scapegoat is a person who is blamed for something even though he or she is not at fault. If they tried to use Phil as a scapegoat when their plan didn't work, then they tried to blame him for their plan not working.
Number 3.
Everybody thinks very highly of William.
Check.
Letter U is correct.
If you think highly of someone, you admire and respect that person. If everyone thinks highly of William, then everyone admires and respects him.
Number 4.
Shelley feels that the other girls in her class look down on her.
Check.
Letter V is correct.
If you look down on someone, you think you are better than that person. If Shelley feels that the other girls in her class look down on her, then she feels that the other girls think they are better than she is.
Number 5.
Al saved the day by lending Nancy and Dean the extra money they needed to buy their house.
Check.
Letter U is correct.
Someone saves the day when he or she turns a losing situation into a winning one. If Al saved the day by lending Nancy and Dean the extra money they needed to buy their house, then without his help, the couple would not have been able to buy the house.
Number 6.
Sarah assumed that everyone at the meeting could speak English.
Check.
Letter T is correct.
If you assume that something is true, you take for granted that it is true without having any real evidence. If Sarah assumed that everyone at the meeting could speak English, then she took it for granted that everyone spoke English.